with your afternoon market wrap. I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network. The grain and livestock markets closed mixed. Traders are taking a risk-off approach with the coronavirus news. That's according to RML Trading market analyst Terry Fitchner.
It seems to be reports that it's worse than the SARS thing that happened there back a few years ago. You know, people are still going to eat food, but they seem to be selling things, and the market is not reacting very well.
Fitchner says the livestock markets are responding to China, too.
Limit down all the way across there in the hogs. Cattle had kind of a little so-so day, a little positive in the feeders, and cattle were about unchanged. Now, we do have a cattle inventory report tomorrow, so they'll be looking at that to see. And likelihood that numbers are going to grow a little bit, so we'll have to see how they trade that.
At the close in the grain markets, March Minneapolis wheat up 3/4 at 536.5. March Chicago wheat down 1 3/4 at 560.5. March Kansas City wheat down 1. March corn down 4 3/4 at 379.5. July corn down 5 at 389.5. March beans down 16 3/4 at 876.25. July beans down 16.5 at 904.25. In livestock markets, February live cattle up 2 cents at 121.77. April down 2 cents. January feeder cattle up 35 cents. March up 67 cents at 135.65. February lean hogs down $3. April lean hogs down $3 as well at 65.82. That's your afternoon market wrap. I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.